Jealousy and envy recognizes inequalities. Jealousy and envy recognizes inequalities. Inequalities, spiritual inequalities of spiritual gifts, spiritual inequalities, spiritual maturity, spiritual inequalities that we went through, the physical inequalities, IQ, beauty, intelligence, wealth, friends, family, social life. Spiritual love does not recognize these, but jealousy recognizes it's built based on the fact of inequalities. And therefore, this is why love is going to reject it. We look at the syndrome. In fact, that's where we are now. The syndrome of jealousy. Or, if you please, a life deficit of spiritual love. What does a life look like that is deficit of spiritual love? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, a life without love. You can do a lot of wonderful things, but if there is no love, you say nothing, you are nothing, you do nothing. That's a life without love. You can be a deacon, a preacher, hard worker, give lots of money, know all the doctrine in the Bible. Boy, you just know the Bible backwards and forwards. But if you do not have love, you are nothing. Well, tonight we take a look at the idea of the syndrome of jealousy. And the syndrome of jealousy, in other words, what it looks like and how it manifests itself in our life. So if there is no spiritual love, life without love, this is what you have, the syndrome of jealousy or envy. And so it's a life deficient of love. This is what you can expect to have. Part one, how jealousy or envy functions. How it functions is really remarkable. It is one of the most powerful and destructive of sins in the mind, in the soul, yet it's one of the most foolish. Now, we spent time on this, so I'm going to move on, but just to bring us, we got through point one last week. We went into the seven-headed dragon in our soul, and we saw the seven-headed dragon of fear, jealousy, anger, bitterness, these things that we have in our soul, and how we cast it down into the deep. But we did cover this point one, and how foolish the jealousy and envy are. You know that God is in control. You might even be walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know that there are inequalities in the world, and everything's fine. Then you go into the church, you walk out of your house, whatever the case may be, and you see the inequality, and it seeps right through you. It seeps right through you that quickly. It is one of the most foolish of all of the sins that we have. And it can come from so many different things, and we made just a simple little list. It can be as simple getting ready for the seasons we're going into. A friend is invited to a party that you're not. A friend loses weight and you don't. A friend is just happy. A friend has this and that or whatever it might be.